This week on Raiders All Access, Crabs grabbing the end zone isn't enough.
Throws to the end zone, Crabtree, he caught it!
Defensive end Khalil Mack closes in on double-digit sacks.
Khalil Mack got him!
Plus, number 81 receives his Hall of Fame ring.
Raiders!
That and more as we look at the week that was on Raiders All Access starting right now.
So, Tim, on behalf of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, on behalf of all of us who love the game, and specifically on behalf of the 294 other greatest players to ever play the game, it's my honor to now call on your children, Tamara, Timmy, Timone, and Taylor, your mother and Charisse, to present you with this Hall of Fame Ring of Excellence as one of the greatest players of all time, Tim Brown.
A special halftime last Sunday at the O.co Coliseum. Touchdown Timmy Brown gets his Hall of Fame ring. Welcome to Raiders All Access. The Raiders had the Chiefs right where they wanted them for three quarters. With their playoff hopes on life support, how will the Raiders' young and talented team respond to a trip to Broncos country?
For me, we're going in there much like I did or we did when we were in Jacksonville. You know, altitude is the big question. So we hydrate. We go in late Saturday. We hydrate, and then we go in there and get after them. And it's a place that they'll be as loud as we let them be.
So I like this. No sentimental thoughts for Jack Del Rio right now. This is all about the game ahead. You're not thinking about the past. You're thinking of this week and getting it done.
That's all I'm thinking about. Really, we just want to play. We want to finish with our best 60 minutes of football over these next 4 weeks.
Facing the defending AFC champs, who sit at 10-2, sounds like a tall order, kind of like trying to block Raiders defensive end Khalil Mack. Mack now has back-to-back games with two sacks for the first time in his career. So what's behind the recent success of number 52?
Everybody's on the same page. We preach communication throughout the whole week, getting to the ball, stripping the ball, and trying to be effective and get the offense back to run.
When you switch from linebacker to defensive end, how difficult a task is it, and which one comes more naturally to you?
I feel like the coach has put me in position. Whether it's defensive end or outside linebacker, it's all the same for me. Setting the edge and trying to wreak havoc off the edge and get to the quarterback.
So every week I ask you guys five questions, but this one is Christmas themed because, of course, the holidays around the corner. Number one, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, my favorite Christmas movie. It has to be White Christmas with Bing Crosby.
Oh, wow. You're going way back.
Yeah, I went way back.
Okay, well, I'm not going to have to rent it if you can even rent that movie.
Yeah.
Number two, real or fake Christmas tree? What's your preference?
Oh, definitely real Christmas tree. My mother, she's big on those. She has to go get one every year, and so I will now get one because she comes here for Christmas.
So you were that guy where she'd say, no, move it to
yeah,
the left.
Exactly.
No, the right,
exactly.
The left.
Exactly.
Woman, make up your mind.
Yeah.
Number three here, the worst gift ever received.
Worst
or we could
gift.
Go with the best.
Worst gift ever received?
That's
hard.
No, that's tough to say
that's
a bad
tough.
Gift.
Yeah, I don't want to throw that out there because somebody might know who
so then, then how about your best? Go back to maybe growing up, the gift
growing
that
up.
You woke up and it was just unbelievable.
My pops, he went out of his way. We never could get shoes that cost over $50. So one time he took us to the mall and got us probably like a nice pair of Jordans one year.
Ooh, two weeks in a row. And I'm telling you, I think Santa is bringing Jordans for my two sons this Christmas. We'll see. It's on their list.
Perfect.
Number four, favorite Christmas meal or family tradition?
I remember growing up, me and my mom and my dad and my brothers, we would ride around town and look at the Christmas lights. And while we were playing Christmas music in the car, and I'll be like singing a little
bit.
Oh,
that is so nice.
It's cool. So,
last question here. Which offensive lineman could play the role of Santa Claus? You could take this a few different ways.
Yeah.
Size or maybe the most generous gift giving?
I would take body build and I would take Donald Penn.
Oh.
The perfect Santa. Yeah, perfect Santa Claus.
In the community this week, the Raiders teamed up with the U.S. Marine Corps to brighten the holidays for thousands of children through the Toys for Tots program.
People out here are very generous. They go out of their way to make sure to come out here and help us out, and we're really very appreciative. It is our biggest amount of toys and money that we get for the organization, and it helps out a lot for the County Alameda.
One thing I've learned since I've been here, we got some loyal fans, man, so it's always good for us to get out in the community and give back.
Finally, think your tailgate has what it takes to win the Raider Nation Tailgate Challenge? Head to raiders.com/tailgate-contest and in 150 words or less, explain why your Raider tailgate best represents Raider Nation. The grand prize winner will receive a holiday tailgate dinner for 30 and seats in the field level lounge on Christmas Eve. Joining us now, the host of the official Raiders podcast, which you can find on iTunes or raiders.com, JT the Brick. And JT, it's pretty tough after looking at that last game to find some positives, but I have one for you, and it starts with the name Mack. Khalil Mack, back-to-back games, once again stepping up despite the L.
Well, Nicole, he's playing great. He's finally healthy, I think. He's the healthiest he's been all year long with 9 sacks. He is an absolute force. He's a beast coming off the edge. He's always finding the football, and he's attacking the quarterback. I think he's playing his best football of the year, obviously making that Pro Bowl push, and the Raiders are going to need him for the last quarter of the season. He's got to continue to play at a very high level and get to the quarterback. Have another big game coming up this Sunday against Brock Osweiler and the Denver Broncos. But we knew that Khalil Mack would play at this level this year. But now he's in the zone. Now he's in a stretch of 3 or 4 games where everyone around the league knows how great of a player he is.
All right, let's look ahead and how the Raiders can get a win in Denver. We look at their quarterback, a different quarterback than the last time they faced him in Brock Osweiler. What are you expecting out of him?
Well, I love this story about Osweiler and what's going on. I have a theory what's happening in Denver now. I was on their radio shows all week long in Denver, and everybody's sold on Osweiler. They think that he's the quarterback of the future, and Peyton Manning's never going to play again. I completely disagree. My theory is that Osweiler's going to have one poor game, one subpar game the rest of the way, and Manning's going to get on the field again. And believe me, Manning's not going to go away quietly. This is Peyton Manning's football team. He's out due to injury. Osweiler's done an exceptional job. He even beat the New England Patriots. But I don't think he's going to play perfect the rest of the way, and Manning's going to get his opportunity to get back on the field again. Last time the Raiders played, they lost 16-10, and Manning didn't throw a touchdown in that game. Osweiler can throw a deep ball downfield. I think the safeties for the Raiders are going to have a big game. Allen and Woodson are going to have to pick off at least one. Mack's going to have to get a couple of sacks. They're going to have to stop the running game of the Broncos. But the key to this game, Nicole, is the fact that Denver is number one overall in defense, number one in pass defense, and number one in scoring defense. The Raiders aren't going to have many opportunities to score. And when they do, Derek Carr is going to have to be very accurate and take shots into the red zone. The Raiders have to attack the red zone in this game and then attack the end zone once they get there. If they do and they keep it close, I like the Raiders' chances for an upset, but they're going to have to play the perfect game.
So that was your key to a win. JT, as we ask you every week, time now for your Bricks pick. What's going to get it done on Sunday?
Well, I think this game comes down to the offensive line for the Raiders, the whole offensive line across the board. They have to play their best game. As I mentioned, this is the number one defense in all of football. They don't blitz often, and when they do, they can get to the quarterback. They lead the league in sacks, but they do it with a four-man front and at times with a 3-4 defense. They mix it up beautifully here. So the offensive line has to have their best game of the season if the Raiders have a chance to pull off the upset.
All right, JT, thank you very much. Travel safe. Make sure you tune in next week as former Cal Bear Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers come to town.